Hey, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Kelly Anderson talking about Azure Backup.
Yes.
Backup's a very exciting topic. People don't like to talk about it, but it's important.
It is. It's very important.
So what do we got?
Awesome. So I'm going to walk you through how to set up Azure Backup, how you can take advantage of our built-in mechanisms to protect against ransomware, and then finally, I'm going to show you how you can restore your backups for that critical moment when you need your data the most.
Now, you know that people, when they show you Azure, they talk about Azure and how Azure stores data. They always remind you that every byte in Azure is stored three times.
Yes.
Do I really need to back stuff up if you're backing it up three times for
yes.
me?
Yes. Yeah, so great point. So yes, in Azure, we do take three copies of your data and store it in Azure storage, but you still need Azure Backup to protect against ransomware, corruption, so maybe human error coding, as well as accidental deletion.
Okay.
And so the great thing about backup is that in that scenario, you have a backup copy of your data so that you can restore your data back to a specific period in time and keep your business moving forward.
So it's about that point of time or multiple points of time.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Let's see.
All right. So I am in the Azure portal. And as you can see here, I've got a bunch of different virtual machines. And one of the things that's very unique about Azure Backup is that it is built into the Azure platform, meaning that when I am in my virtual machine, backup is an option within the virtual machine experience. You can also see that I'm running a Linux virtual machine. Of course, Microsoft does support Windows virtual machines as well, but for the purposes of today, we're going to use a Linux one.
Sure.
And I'm going to click Backup. And the first thing that it's going to ask me is if I want to store my backups in a new or existing recovery services vault. And what the recovery service vault is it's the place that stores your backups so that as you are taking your backups, you can go into this one centralized location and see all the backups that you have.
It's interesting that you said recovery services vault and not Azure storage account.
Yes, yes.
That I'm hearing that that implies some extra levels of security. You're not just throwing a VHD into a folder.
Yes, and it's also the space that holds Azure Site Recovery, which is what allows you to replicate and failover applications to Azure. So it holds your business continuity solutions, both backup and disaster recovery. So once I've decided for the, I'm gonna go ahead and create a new recovery services vault. I'm gonna click on my backup policy. And what's really great about Azure Backup is it gives me the flexibility to customize my backup policy to run at a time that works best for my enterprise. So in this case, for my business, I want to take a daily backup at 6:30 a.m. I also have the flexibility to retain this backup for a specific period of time that meets my industry's unique compliance requirements.
Sure, sure.
So for my enterprise, that's going to be up to 180 days. We do retain backups up to, up to 99 years.
Seriously?
So we might not be around in 99 years, but our backups will still be
around.
That's
hardcore. So do I understand that if you have daily backups, 180 days, that there would be 180 individual moments. Backups.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do I pay, and I'm paying for the storage? Like, do I pay for Azure Backup or do I just pay for the storage?
Yeah, great question. So you pay $10 per virtual machine that's protected with Azure Backup, and then it's a pay as you go service. So you pay only for the amounts of storage that are consumed. And what's great about Azure Backup is that we know customers primarily use backup to retain their data for long-term retention purposes.
Sure.
And so it's optimized based on the way that we compress your data for that long-term retention. So to give you quick accessibility to your data, but also keep your costs low.
Okay, cool. So it's not quite the same. It's cheaper than just taking the VHD and dumping it in storage, because you know if I'm gonna pay for 99 years, I would rather not pay a whole lot.
Exactly, exactly. So Azure Backup's got your back on that one.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm gonna click OK, and I'm gonna click Enable Backup. And my backup has successfully gone off.
So and it's now happening.
Yeah, so now I'm all set up for this virtual machine with backup, and it's really that simple. And because it's that simple, we recommend that you set up backup for all of your production virtual machines in Azure.
Okay, so Windows, any Linux that Azure supports, no problem.
Yes.
And it's storing it not in a storage account, but in a recovery vault that ultimately is sitting on
so
the storage.
So your recovery services vault is connected to your Azure storage account, but your recovery services vault automatically scales storage based on the amount of backups that you're taking.
Oh, okay. So it's not like I make a storage account of X gigabytes. The recovery service is handling that for me.
Exactly.
And then you said compressing it in an optimized way to save me money.
Yes. So again, we got your back.
Okay.
So now that I've showed you how simple it is to set up backup, I'm going to focus our attention on what is unfortunately an unfortunate scenario, which is ransomware. And as you know, the way that ransomware works is that hackers, they go after your data and your backup data, and they say that they will return that data to you if you pay a large amount of money. But we know that necessarily isn't the case. And so with Azure Backup, we have built-in mechanisms in the Azure portal that you can set up to make sure that you are protected against ransomware.
Okay, how is that?
So I'm going to go ahead and show you. So if you're a backup admin and you have ransomware, yikes. This is probably what your screen looks like.
And that's really scary looking.
Actually. Yeah.
I'm a little freaked out by that.
Yeah.
Is that real? Oh my God.
I know. We do not want you to see this.
No, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. That's pretty messed up.
So as you can see, your files will be locked with something like this, like WannaCry. And the great thing about Azure Backup, again, if a bad actor has your admin credentials, it's a great day for them and it's a bad day for you because they have your data.
Sure.
But with Azure Backup, we've got you covered because in Azure, if I say, yes, I want to delete all my backup data, I'm going to get an error code because my backups are protected with multi-factor authentication.
So you are the ransomware person trying to delete the backups?
Yes. So in this purpose, I was the hacker trying to delete my demo. And because, again, Azure Backup was protected with multi-factor authentication, I was unable to do that. I had an error message. So the ways that we can set up these protection mechanisms against ransomware is we go back into our recovery services vault, and I'm going to go to properties, and the first thing that I'm going to do is under security settings, I'm going to click update, and it's going to ask me, do I want to turn on multi-factor authentication? And it's just as simple as saying yes, and I'm good. And what this means is that we take that when you log into the Azure portal, that's one form of you validating your identity.
Right.
The other form would be in something as validating your identity through your phone.
Sure.
And then the next thing that we'll do is you will generate a security PIN. And this is a unique 6-digit PIN that will be required before you can perform any backup operation.
Okay, so and you would do that in the portal, and then you go over to that machine, and you've got that moment in time PIN.
Correct. And so that way, if I did want to delete it, I would have to enter in this PIN. And what's great is that each time this PIN is generated, it only lasts for 5 minutes. So it really helps me to stay protected against attacking forces like ransomware that are trying to take my data.
Right. I'm trying to, like, I'm putting my mind in the mind of the bad actor.
Yeah.
They'd have to get into the portal via two-factor authentication, get in here, get that security PIN, and then get it back over there.
Yes. In addition to having your backup.
Yeah. They would have to be us.
Yes. Exactly. So again, Azure Backup's got us covered when it comes to security and protecting against ransomware.
Okay. Now, I've written a number of blog posts about backups and backup philosophy. There's a big, big world of backup philosophers. And one of the things that we like to say is that backups always succeed, like the one that you just did, because a success message said, hey, good job.
Yeah.
But restores fail, right? How do I know that my restore is good, that the backup actually succeeded until I actually restore something? How hard is it to restore things?
Yeah, great. So great point. I'm going to walk you through that next. But because all of your backups are stored centrally in Azure, you can see all the virtual machines that you've backed up, which makes it really easy when you need to restore that data to just click on the virtual machine that you want and get that data back. And we make it really simple for you because we know that when you're trying to get your data back, that's a really time-sensitive situation.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back to our recovery services vault, and we're going to click on backup items because, again, this is where all of our item or our copies of data that we're storing in Azure are. I'm going to click on my Azure virtual machines, and we can see all the Azure virtual machines that have been backed up. I'm going to click on the virtual machine that I would like to restore, and I'm going to click Restore VM. And it's going to ask me for two things. It's going to ask me, when do I want to restore my data? So based on when there was an issue with your data, that will determine when you restore your data.
Right.
So in this case, let's say it was pretty recent. So I'm going to choose the latest restoration point and click OK. And then before I do that, it's going to ask me again where I want to restore this data and making sure that it's alignment with some of my other settings, like my resource group, my virtual network, my storage account.
Because the restore might imply the creation of a new virtual machine in order to then access that data.
Right. Or we don't want it to rewrite the existing virtual machine.
Mm.
So it's great. Azure intuitively already pre-populated all of my settings, so it makes it really simple for me to just click OK. Like virtual machine 3. And again, I'm naming that so that it, when I am restoring to this my resource group, it's not overwriting the virtual machine that's currently there.
Okay.
I'm going to click OK. I'm going to click Restore. And we can see here that my restoring of my virtual machine has been kicked off. So to actually watch this in process, I'm going to go back to my recovery services vault. I'm going to go to jobs. I'm going to click on Backup Jobs, and in this list, it will show me right here that my restore is happening in real time, and then when it successfully is completed, it will have a green check mark.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's really that simple. In just a few clicks, I've restored my virtual machines.
Now, I see here it says Azure Virtual Machine as a type. Here we've got files and folders as in a type. That virtual machine, that's the VHD, right?
Yes.
What if there's a file in the VHD that I want to get to?
Yes. So in that same management plane that I was in, we also have the option to restore individual files and folders, which is fantastic. And it's across Linux and Windows.
Very cool. Yep. And this is built in. I have this now. I just may not be using it now.
Yes, exactly. All of the features that I've shown you, they're GA, so you can take advantage of it today if you are currently an Azure customer. Azure Backup is free for the first 30 days. If you're brand new to Azure, you can create an Azure account, and Azure Backup will still be free for you for the first 30 days.
All right, very cool. General availability. Azure Backup, I'm learning all about it, how to keep my data safe and yours here on Azure Friday.